In this episode, Mark and Pete get antisocial.
Hello and welcome to the show. Colourful conversations with Clergyman Pete and Businessman Mark. This week we debate upskirting and other antisocial issues. Well, what has happened to society? It seems it's getting worse. According to Theresa May, upskirting was a hideous invasion of privacy, which leaves victims feeling degraded and distressed. Well, it's not just about upskirting, but there are other antisocial issues that we will cover. But what is going on? I mean, why is it that the act of simply taking a phone or your mobile and placing it under a woman or possibly even a man with a kilt and uploading that to social media, why would people do it? What is causing people to do it? Now, here's a little thought, which does suggest that possibly things are going wrong. And this is a little poem called Upskirting, Downloading. Incy Wincy spied her and climbed up the skirt. Then down came the law to wash away the dirt. Soon out came the sun to report the news with disdain. Now Incy's a prison insider and was never let out again. Yes,
quite right,
indeed. Yeah. That's quite right. Well, Clergyman Pete, it does seem that this antisocial behaviour is now being punished with a prison sentence. In fact, some people now are carrying a maximum 2-year sentence. Clergyman Pete, what is going on? And why do you think that now people with this sort of disgusting behaviour are now being put on the sex offenders register?
Well, why are they being put on the sex offenders register? Obviously, it's the reason why it is seen as so unacceptable is it's a sexual offence. It's not simply assault. It's not battery. You know, assault is when you're behave in a threatening manner towards someone. That's the assault. Battery is when you actually touch them or hit them. So it is assault, but it's not simply assault. There's something extra to it, which is the sexual nature of it, by looking up the skirt at parts of the woman, or as you say, the Scottish man, which he wants to keep hidden. If he or she wanted to display those regions of the body, they were perfectly liberty to do so. In keeping them hidden, they have indicated pretty clearly they don't want it seen, so therefore it's a sexual invasion to show it around. So I could see why it's a sexual, why they're on the sex register,
it's the sex, yes, it is the...
That word's gone from my brain.
Sex offenders register.
Because it is offensive. As to how useful the sex offenders register is, that's perhaps a topic for another day. I mean, it's not necessarily that helpful, is what I would say. Having a list can give the wrong impression, and you lump together different, different levels of abuse. And even if you try and distinguish, people will be seen. You know, someone who's taken some upskirting pictures would be the same as someone who's raped and murdered someone. I think it's unhelpful.
Do we blame social media for this? I mean, or is it something else? Now, upskirting has been an offence in Scotland since 2010, ironically, where effectively it was listed under the broadened definition of voyeurism, things in a sexual way.
If it's in Scotland, was that the men complaining about the kilt?
I really don't know, but it's clearly a social issue that has grown and sadly reached as far as England. And it's now deemed that it needs a law, it needs a piece of legislation. Now, interestingly, we should point out that, of course, there was uproar recently when the Conservative MP, Christopher Chopes, actually blocked it because of he felt that there was a procedural issue. And what was ironic was, for those people who follow the news, that his office, that's his Commons, House of Commons office, was decorated with women's pants in apparent protest to him blocking the legislation. Now, that in itself might be regarded as being an offensive act in itself.
Indeed, yes.
But I do see the need that if this is a social issue that is growing, should we also consider other things? Now, when we talk about upskirting, that in itself is one debate. But what about all these other antisocial issues? I mean, to me, it just seems something that has stemmed from the school playground and bizarrely has seemed to carried on into the streets, into adulthood. I mean, what about people sticking their tongues out in public or picking their nose and, other things? Why? I don't know why you do that, but nevertheless, where do we draw the line on these antisocial issues? Is it now really a reflection of the fact that really society has got down to its absolute basic level?
Well, what's going on? Well, the thing is, I think that there have been attempts to define antisocial behaviour. The Citizens Advice Bureau, this is not a definition that is completely accepted, but this is what they act on. Social behaviour, they say, is acting in a way that causes or is likely to cause alarm or distress to one or more people. And the antisocial behaviour must be persistent to be classified as such. And they give some examples on their website, on the Citizens Advice Bureau's website. The examples of antisocial behaviour include noise, shouting, swearing, fighting, intimidation, harassment, verbal abuse, bullying, that's of children in playgrounds, that sort of thing, abusive behaviour aimed at causing distress, driving in an inconsiderate way, dumping rubbish, animal nuisance, that's your dog fouling, or vandalism. But you notice, this is
on their evening out for you.
Yes, it sounds like a fun place. But I don't get to go to those sort of parties anymore. But it's interesting that on none of those lists, on that list, is not included upskirting.
No.
But the other sort of forms of antisocial behaviour, upskirting the same if it includes sharing pictures on social media. There's an intimidation in some way you're affecting the other person by you doing it. So that's why you picking your nose, which is seen as antisocial, I can't see can be included in that. It's just something you do to yourself. I don't see. I'm not sure why you find this amusing. Sorry, gentle listener, Mark is finding this extremely amusing, but it's not funny. People picking their nose. It's not offensive, is it? How are you? Unless now.
Well,
I think we should take this further.
I'm sorry, I have to say, I'm going to point out that the upskirting I can see is offensive, and the reason that it's offensive, as the law is trying to do, is actually it's about its humiliation. It's about it's degrading somebody's personal image or their well-being. Now, the picking the nose, although we don't want to dwell on that too much, is actually just a disgusting health hazard. Yes. I mean, people obviously, if they're invited about in public, they're not there to clean themselves. No. So, I mean, I would say that we do seem to have some antisocial issues that are growing.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a bold statement here now, Clergyman Pete, and I blame Mary Quant. Yes,
okay, it's good to blame someone.
You can see the argument here is that during the 1960s, remember this is coming off the back of a generation which was, the post-war era, and then suddenly that sort of sexual freedom boom when she, along with many other designers, came up with some quite radical fashions. And if you look at Britain as a society, the miniskirt was quite a provocative fashion statement.
Sure.
But it was a little bit more than that because it was a way of life. And so I'm just wondering whether if you look at those sort of pieces of history, did they sow the seed to antisocial behaviour for the future?
Yes, it may well be. I mean,
this is something we've talked about before about has fashion gone too far,
mm-hmm.
And also, with perhaps with social media, giving people much more opportunity to do things that perhaps they shouldn't do. But let's be honest. I mean, there's a lot of good things that can come out of social media. But I'm just wondering, I'm trying to get to what is it that's actually causing people to do these strange things.
Yes.
Because it's the sort of thing I come back to that we, when we were at school 30, 40 years ago, probably would have seen as just school children behavior. Little things that you would grow out of. Well, so what is it that makes adults want to do it?
Today? Yeah, well, that's the thing. The difference is the adults. I mean, the urge to look up the girls' skirts hit many boys when they were. And, for little boys, it's just, you're told not to, therefore you want to do it. But as an adult, why would you want to do it? It just seems a strange thing. In fact, personal modesty is important.
Indeed.
And it's something that I know you and I, you're growing up in this era, in which personal modesty is sort of poo-pooed. And, with those changes in fashion, being an expression of that. But if you look in the Bible here, a priest, so we're talking about a man, so this isn't a sexist comment at all, about it just simply being women who used to cover their flesh. The priests, who were all men at that time, had to make linen undergarments, make linen undergarments as covering for the body, reaching from the waist to the thigh. And the idea was that they didn't bear their flesh of their nether regions. In fact, as well as that, so they've got these sort of pants, these big bloomers to wear. They've got their long johns. But they're also not allowed to have steps. You do not go up to the altar on steps or your private parts may be exposed. Exodus 20, verse 26. Yes, I'm not making this up. Upskirting was an important part of, or avoiding upskirting was an important part of worship in ancient Israel.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's always been an issue that people want to have a look where somewhere you're not meant to look, even if it was up the priest's skirts rather than a woman's skirts. And so I think it's long been with us. And in the past, people have made sure that it was covered. And if you broke that rule, you were in deep trouble. And that's also featured in the Bible, people, revealing themselves. But without going into details of that, remember that in Genesis, one of the first things that happens when people start to sin is they suddenly realize they're naked and have to cover themselves and they sew some clothes together. Since that time on, this idea of covering certain parts of your body has been very important. And I think that because of that, this idea of modesty became a way to be holy. So we should return to it. Let's not only criticize, lock away, whatever you're going to do to these people who are upskirting, but also, encourage people to be more modest in their dress.
Well, I think there is an element of that, but I want to get back to where I think the social issue is. So let's look at it from the victim's point of view. This is an embarrassing and socially degrading act. It is one technique. Many women have actually openly come out and publicly sort of revealed their personal circumstances and how personally hurting that it is. Perfectly reasonable and definitely needs to be stopped. But is it just that now we're seeing a society that is just somehow finding any technique, whether it's through photographic or social reasons, just to simply hurt someone? Now, I know that you can argue that perhaps these things have happened, for many, many decades and centuries. But it's the victim that I think we should think about here, because actually we, on the surface, if you're not a victim, it might seem like a school playground issue. But actually, it in a social sense, when your image is degraded, it's actually quite hurtful. And I think that this is something which, to me, is a sad reflection on society. And it's not just about Britain alone. Of course, it does occur in other parts of the world. And I'm wondering whether that there is just simply something that's slightly more sinister. You sort of touched upon the fact that perhaps we should respect. It's this point about respect. I know that many people and politicians have tried to install the values better in society about that you have to respect your neighbor, you have to respect your friends, you have to respect your colleagues. Is it that maybe there is a lack of respect in society now and just upskirting is just another reflection of where people have gone wrong?
Yeah, I think that there is a problem with selfishness, I guess, in society of not being concerned about others. It's interesting seeing the trends with which appear to be about caring for others. There's the Me Too movement, and there's this fascination with pretending that men are women and women are men in the transgender idea, and all these things, you know, calling people by their right pronoun, and all these things. However, they, if you look at the trend of them, they're not actually caring for other people. They're demanding that other people pay attention to you. So they're actually a move towards selfishness. And what we need is to care for others. Imagine if you did care for us. So the women were modestly dressed, and the men, you know, would be so shamed by seen to be looking at a woman inappropriately that they wouldn't even dream of going the extra step of taking a picture. It's social pressure. There's pressure that's going to work. I mean, I'm not against having a particular law against this, but as we've been discussing, there are so many different forms of antisocial behaviour. You're going to have to make a new law every week.
Well, indeed. I was going to sort of draw a conclusion here, which is really to sort of ask the listeners here, which is, listeners, the ministers in the United Kingdom have backed the creation of an upskirting offence through legislation in the Private Members Bill by Liberal Democrat MP Wira Hobhouse. So, listeners, do you think that goes far enough? As clergyman Pete was alluding to, do you think there should be other acts to stop other antisocial behaviour? Well, we would love to hear from you. Well, why not log on to markandpete.com and let us know your thoughts? Maybe you got some suggestions. We would love to read them out in the next show. Well, thanks for joining this rather important show, and we look forward to joining you with some colourful conversations with clergyman Pete and businessman Mark. Toodle-pip.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.